And then suppose a car stuck and you have to get somebody to come up behind the car and move it from behind. What do you say that car does to
it? Well, that's called behind pushing it.
All right. If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying you carried it, what would be another way you might say, I what?
Well, I say I carried this suitcase a long way, and I'm tired, and I'm going to rest.
Right.
I'll put it somewhere else. You turn it over to somebody else for me to take charge of it.
Do you remember hearing people sometimes say, I toted it if they carried something?
No, I toted it.
Now let's say some children come into your house and start playing with some things on the table. You're afraid they might break something. You'd say, don't you, what?
Well, I say, don't play on the table that way. You might break something on the table.
Huh?
Go and get something else and play with
it. If there's something that you want them to keep their hands off of,
you might
say, don't what?
Don't bash it up.
If you need a hammer, if you're outside making something, you'd tell David, go what?
Go bring me my hammer.
Uh-huh. You've probably seen the boys play basketball. What do they throw the ball at?
They throw the ball up there in that basket.
Uh-huh. In football, what do they call down at the end where they run to the ball with and try to?
They kicking that ball with the foot.
Right. And they're trying to get to the what line?
And they're kicking that ball with the foot, and they're trying to make it to the base before the other get the ball and get it and put him out.
You remember this game the children used to play where some child would go hide and others would go look for him? Now, what did they call that game?
They call it high spotting.
If you throw a ball to somebody and you ask somebody to do what? You throw him the ball and you'll holler what to him?
I throw him a ball and he throw it to the other man. Right. When I hit the ball, then I'm running trying to get to the base before they get me.
Good. Now let's say you throw a ball to somebody and you'll holler. What will you holler to him if you throw it to
him? I'll holler for him. Catch that ball and get to the base before this man get there.
All right. And then you threw it to him, and what did he do?
Well, he catch that ball and beat this man to the base.
All right. Let's say somebody's supposed to be coming to town and meet you there, maybe at the bus station. You'll say, we'll meet in town. If I get there first, I'll what?
Yeah. I've done that. I tell them, well, if I get to the bus station before you do, I'll holler. And he'll say, all right.
All right. Maybe you'll say, if I get there first, I'll what?
Yeah, yeah.
What will you do till he gets there?
I'll get there first, I would holler and they didn't know I'm there.
All right. But maybe he wasn't close enough he could hear you holler. What would you do
till
he got there?
I done hollered and he ain't come, but he's coming. And then when he come, I said, well, neighbor, I hollered maybe twice and you didn't come. And I didn't think he was coming. He said, oh, yes, I was coming.
All right. Suppose you're about to spank a child that's been naughty and maybe he wants you to wait and see if he's gonna behave better before you spank him. He might say, please give me another what?
Please give me what?
He might say, please give me another what? Maybe say you're about to spank a child that's been naughty and then he wants to see if you'll